Selling poll, Corbyn's watermelon energy policies will turn Britain into a green hell. By James Delling poll on May 16, 2019. Wouldn't it be worth 5 years of Labour lunacy just to give British conservatism the kick up the ass it needs? A correspondent asks me. I know that many of us have harboured similar mischievous thoughts from time to time. Part of me just longs to see all those earnest momentum kids who think the only problem with communism is that it hasn't been tried properly yet suddenly reduced by Comrade MacDonald's economic policies to eating their family cat. But the price we'd pay for such merriment, unfortunately, is that whatever new conservative movement emerged from the ruins would be building on rubble and ashes. 5 years of Labour would simply destroy Britain. Take Corbyn's energy and environment policies, which have been leaked to the press. Here's the Telegraph's take. Jeremy Corbyn has drawn up plans to take control of Britain's energy networks in a multi-billion pound power grab modelled on the nationalisation of Northern Rock. A leaked Labour Party document has revealed plans for a swift and sweeping renationalisation of the country's £62 billion energy networks at a price decided by Parliament. And under the plans, the energy companies will fall under the control of a newly formed public body, the National Energy Agency. The Quango will control the energy system while operating the high-voltage wires. It will also oversee a matrix of so-called regional energy agencies that will advance Labour's plans to tackle climate change. The agencies will be tasked with sourcing low-carbon or renewable sources for 60% of all energy use by 2030. They will also oversee the rollout of electric vehicle charging networks and new energy storage projects across the country. Like John Constable at the Global Warming Policy Foundation, I have little sympathy for the big energy companies threatened with nationalization, nor, frankly, with their shareholders. As Constable points out, the UK energy industry is not about the creation of value but is essentially just a form of subsidy farming. The big energy firms could have resisted. They could have said, look, our job is to generate the power needed to keep the lights on in Britain as cheaply and efficiently as possible. Leave us out of your green politicking, according to Constable. It is obvious that energy and climate policies already accounted for a large fraction of the price in 2014, prices being 17% higher than they would have been in the absence of policies. By 2020, policies were predicted to make prices 37% higher, and 41% higher in 2030. And that's just on the current trajectory. It doesn't require much imagination to appreciate how much more energy bills will soar if Labour gets in and starts erecting still more bat-chomping, bird-slicing eco-crucifixes as part of its renewables-slash-low-carbon 60% of all energy use by 2030 target. Before we start getting too cross about Labour's watermelon lunacy, though, let's remind ourselves which party has been in charge of Britain's energy policy since 2010. The Conservatives. The Conservatives, in other words, have had nearly 10 years in office to demonstrate that on energy they can be more fiscally responsible, consumer-friendly and evidence-driven than its left-wing-slash-green opponents. Instead, they have bought wholesale into the anti-capitalist, anti-market, anti-science, anti-consumer, anti-freedom green agenda, killing through overregulation the nascent UK fracking industry, pouring more taxpayer subsidies into crony capitalist boondoggles like solar energy and offshore wind. There are a few politicians who totally get this, from the Brexit Party's Nigel Farage and UKIP's Gerard Batten to, in the Conservatives, Liz Truss, Priti Patel, Owen Paterson and Jacob Rees-Mogg, whom I interviewed this week for Breitbart, Watch This Space. I hope these are the kind of people who are in office once the current storm afflicting British politics has blown over. And let us pray that when that moment comes, we won't have had to endure an interregnum by Jeremy Corbyn and his watermelon loons beforehand. The birds and the bats and the British countryside, not to mention the UK economy, would never forgive us.